From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. Appeals Court that rejected the Trump administration's request to reinstate a temporary ban from militant hotspots. The early Sunday ruling by a court of appeals in San Francisco came after the U.S. Justice Department filed an appeal in response to a federal judge's decision Friday. Hours after the federal judge blocked the order, the president criticized the judge, warning that the ruling would allow many very bad and dangerous people into the country. The ruling was issued by U.S. Judge James Robart, a 69-year-old jurist in the northwest state of Washington, known for his conservative legal views. Officials in Afghanistan say an avalanche caused by heavy snowfall struck a remote village Sunday in the eastern province of Nuristan, killing at least 50 people and raising the nationwide death toll in the past 3 days to nearly 100. Another avalanche hit the village around the same time in the adjoining northern Chitral region of neighboring Pakistan, killing at least 16 people. French judicial sources say the man suspected of attacking French soldiers outside the Louvre Museum in Paris is so far refusing to speak with investigators. Meanwhile, the father of the suspect has told the Associated Press his son is not a terrorist. Raida Raifi al-Hamami spoke to the news agency late Saturday. He added that he trusted the French judiciary system to find the truth behind the charges against his 28-year-old son. This is VOA News.